Hello and welcome to the Beis Havad's Business Halacha Daily. We are joined today by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad, and we'd like to present an interesting shaila that came to the offices of the Beis Havad. I'll read it verbatim as it was submitted. I own a gift shop in a busy tourist hotspot. Looking through the cash register one day, I discovered a $100 bill that was counterfeit. I have no way of tracking down which customer is the culprit. If I bring it to the bank, they'll certainly not accept it, meaning a total loss for me. May I pass it on to an unsuspecting customer who will probably never know the difference? And does it matter if the customer isn't Jewish?
Right, so when it comes to counterfeit bills, which comes up once in a while, there's really two angles which we have to address, especially if we're talking about Akum, you know, and returning it to possibly an Einu Yehudi. So the first topic about it is this considered, what gedder is this? In other words, whenever we talk about Einu Yehudi, we have to really understand that Gezel Akum is Aser, just like Gezel Yisrael is Aser. It's a question if it's Dereis or Derabonon, but it's definitely Gezel Akum, to actually take something from an Einu Yehudi is definitely prohibited. There are other Heterim, there's something called Tois Akum, where it was a mistake. There's even some that are Mater that permit Mate Akum, when you instigate the Tois, when you do an action that will create a Tois, but the Achreinim, the Shach, brings down from the Marshal in Simen Shim Memches and Choshim Mishpat that even according to those that say Mate Akum is permitted, but when you're transacting, when you're selling something to an Akum and there's a mistake in the transaction, when you take something from the Akum in exchange for something else, that's would be considered Gezel Akum, and that would be prohibited. So if you're selling something, if an Akum is giving you money and you're returning an counterfeit bill, so that even according to those that say that Mata Akum, that even if you make an actual toys, you create the toys, that it would be permitted, but this would be considered Gezel Akum because you're taking something from the Akum in exchange for the counterfeit bill.
Even though you're not technically taking something from him, because he may go ahead and be able to use it further to make purchases.
At this level, you're taking something from him and exchanging it for this counterfeit bill, which would be prohibited.
Now, there's also the component of Dina de Malchusa Dina, because legally you're not allowed to use counterfeit money.
Right. So how does that impact halacha? We've discussed in the Maamar Kaimis of the Aruch Maamar Kaimis many times, and we're going to discuss it throughout these questions. That there's a big machlokes. There's a question exactly when the Dina Malchusa Dina applies. Some say it's only land issues that are relevant to the king who owns the land, and some say that it has to be to benefit the king. But anything that's a societal issue, like currency, that would definitely be a subject to Dina Malchusa Dina. And since it's obviously a federal crime to pass on counterfeit bills, then the halachis of Dina Malchusa Dina would apply to this exchange as well, whether it's a Yehudi or in any Yehudi as well. So you have both of these issues. It definitely would be prohibited to pass it along.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive additional ones or to sponsor future videos, please click the link below or visit beishavad.org.